KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. Alaska is in the midst of the largest outbreak of whooping cough in many years. KDLG's Mike Mason reports there have been just over 40 cases of pertussis, or whooping cough, reported each year for the last few years. However, that's not the case in 2012. So far, there have been 220 confirmed cases of pertussis in Alaska. There are likely many more cases that never get reported to a healthcare provider. Brian Yablon is a medical epidemiologist with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
We are having a large outbreak, certainly the largest one in at least the last 4 years in Alaska, and likely the largest one in a much longer time. Nationally, we've seen an outbreak that is potentially the largest in a couple of generations.
Pertussis is a highly contagious bacterial disease that causes uncontrollable coughing. It is called whooping cough because of a deep whooping sound often heard when an infected person tries to take a breath. Yablon says pertussis is a major concern because it can cause serious complications in infants and young children, often requiring time in a hospital.
Because babies have smaller airways, their immune systems are not as well developed, and so they're really not very well equipped to handle a lot of different infections, and especially pertussis. And when they get sick with pertussis, they can cough so much that they vomit, which can cause dehydration. They can also stop breathing when they get pertussis and have something called apnea or respiratory arrest. And so that's a big danger.
The initial symptoms of pertussis are similar to the common cold, but symptoms change to include severe episodes of coughing about 10 to 12 days after developing the illness. Yablon confirms that pertussis is vaccine preventable.
It's part of a routine childhood vaccine series. So babies get vaccines when they're 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months old. They get a vaccine when they're toddlers, and another fifth vaccine right before they start kindergarten. And so it's really important to know that your child has been fully vaccinated against pertussis.
Yablon says vaccines are important for older children and adults as well. Pertussis can be treated with antibiotics if the infection is diagnosed early. However, most patients are diagnosed too late, making the use of antibiotics less effective. Many of the measures to prevent the spread of pertussis are similar to the measures used to prevent the flu, including washing hands frequently and covering your cough. A study released last Wednesday that tested more than 100 couch samples throughout the U.S. has the Alaska Community Action on Toxics asking the federal government to stop toxic chemical exposure. The study, done at Duke University, found that 85% of couches contain toxic or untested flame retardant chemicals. 41% of the couches tested positive for a cancer-causing chemical called Tris. That chemical was banned from children's pajamas decades ago. ACAT Environmental Health and Justice Program Director Vi Wahi says yet another study tells them what they've already known. They've done studies in the past that found flame-retardant chemicals not only in the traditional foods on St. Lawrence Island, but in the bodies of the people who live there. She says people on the island know that pollutants drift north in the wind and the water.
This is so important. You know, we are disproportionately affected as Native people by actions of you know, miles and miles away, and, you know, chemical manufacturers that do not test these products.
Michelle Roberts from the Environmental Health and Justice Alliance says many couches end up in landfills and the banned flame retardant chemicals leach into the soil, air, and water. New flame retardant chemicals are not yet tested for safety, and the ACAT says that needs to change. A Safe Chemicals Act passed the Environmental and Public Works Committee this summer and awaits a vote on the full Senate floor in Washington. ACAT is calling on Senator Lisa Murkowski to support the act that would require the chemical industry to prove the safety of the chemicals like those yet untested and used on couches today. Senator Begich is one of the 29 co-sponsors of the Safe Chemicals Act. Waghi says the suffering she is seeing on St. Lawrence Island is preventable.
We know our environment. We are one with our environment. And our people know what's going on. All the illnesses we're seeing in our communities. You know, on St. Lawrence Island alone, we lost 4 or 5 people to cancer. These cancers are getting younger in our people. We're getting more strokes, more birth defects. And it's a very big public health concern to our people.
In response to concerns about health effects of flame-retardant chemicals, more than a dozen states have passed or have pending laws on restricting the use of those chemicals. The tug and barge that ran aground last month along the Aleutians have been recovered. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says in a release late Saturday that the vessels were recovered from the grounding site and will undergo inspections and repairs. The Polar Wind and the barge went aground November 13th, about 40 miles from Alaska's Cold Bay. Officials say the tug spilled about 6,000 gallons of diesel fuel, while about 13,000 gallons of diesel fuel and lube oils were recovered from the vessel. The state says nearly 1.5 million pounds of frozen seafood has been transferred from the barge to another barge. The seafood has been maintained at 15 degrees below zero since the grounding. The Nome Belts High School wrestling team has taken second place at the Northern Conference Wrestling Tournament this past weekend. The top 5 teams were led by Kotzebue, with Barrow, Unalakleet, and Gamble rounding out the top 5. Unalakleet was named the small school champion. Individual wrestlers who placed in the top 2 for their weight class will be competing at the Class 1A, 2A, 3A state wrestling tournament this Friday and Saturday in Nikiksee. This include wrestlers from Nome, Unalakleet, Barrow, Kotzebue, and Norvik. The price of gold in New York rose $1.90 today, trading at $1,718.10. An ounce of silver rose 22 cents, trading at $33.76 an ounce. And a pound of zinc is at 92 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 12:13 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:13. It's unofficially 1 degree below zero outside the KNOM studios in downtown Nome, 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.